The past week has witnessed a demonstration of the unique relationship between the United States and Saudi Arabia, one that involves oil, arms sales, and in recent years one that has been complicated by terrorism. There was the release of the congressional report on 9/11 with some pages that dealt with the Saudis, not released. There was the appeal of the Saudi foreign minister to release them, arguing that his country had nothing to hide, and then there was President Bush refusing to do so. Well, Robert Baer has written acidly about the U.S.-Saudi relationship. Mr. Baer is a former CIA agent who worked in the Middle East. The title of his new book says it all, Sleeping with the Devil, How Washington Sold Our Soul for Saudi Crude. And Robert Baer, what conceivably can there be in 20-odd pages of House Senate report on 9/11 that would be any more embarrassing about this relationship than what's already on the record?
I think the 28 pages are going to cause us to ask more questions about this plot on September 11th. Because what we know clearly is there's this back web of Saudi connections, whether it's Germany, where one of the front companies that the hijackers used, a company called Tatex, had a Saudi partner. There's a suspect in Germany named Darkan Zali who had a Saudi partner. And now we find out that the Al-Rashid family, which is a very important family, was apparently sending money to the hijackers through Omar al-Bayoumi in San Diego. And I think by putting more of this out in the public, there's going to be this demand, inexorable demand, to find out what is this Saudi network? Who are these people?
This past week, the Saudis reported a raid on a house in Qassim province in Saudi Arabia, in which they said half-dozen terror suspects were killed, also two police. That suggests, coming after some arrests earlier, I guess last week, of people accused of links to al-Qaeda, it suggests they're doing something. It suggests there's a Saudi crackdown underway.
I think that's possible they are, that they finally caught on, that they've got a problem internally. But on the other hand, we're not getting the details. I mean, how do we know they're not, for instance, their detractors will say they're arresting dissidents, opponents of the regime, as opposed to al-Qaeda people.
The story that I've heard from Saudis in the past couple of months is that the bombings in Riyadh changed their view of all these things. It came home, they say.
Oh, I'm sure it did, but why didn't it come home after September 11th when you have 15 Saudis on those airplanes? I mean, you know, they said they got their wake-up call on the 12th of May this year, an attack that I claimed 8 or 9 Americans. But is it just now that they're realizing this, or did they realize it before and decided to do nothing about it? Those questions are not being answered.
You regard the Saudi regime as essentially so corrupt as to be a weak regime, one that could succumb to domestic opposition.
It's fatally corrupt, yes. And there are so many signs that these guys are in trouble. The birth rate is very high. You've got 50% of the population under 18. You've got huge unemployment of young men in particular who spend their times in the mosques. You've got the royal family, which is getting larger and larger, and the princes are demanding the same piece of the pie. You know, you've got the son of the king who's built himself a $4.6 billion amusement park outside Riyadh, and you have people that don't have running water. On top of that, you've got these running battles with the fundamentalists against the police. You've got sympathizers in the police. And all these signs point to some sort of unhappy ending to the Saudi royal family.
Yeah, it's one thing to say one hopes within the next couple of years that the Saudi police will do a better job of investigating people hatching terrorist plots. And on the other hand, to say, you hope within a couple of years there'll be some reformation within Wahhabi Islam in Saudi Arabia. That seems pretty unlikely.
Well, we've been living off hope for a long time. It hasn't got us very far. I mean, the fact is that in the 90s, Saudi Arabia became the main sponsor of terrorism. I'm not saying Saudi Arabia the state, but Saudi individuals were supporting Qaeda. And the attitude in Washington was, Riyadh will take care of this. It's a strong government. They know best. They're our allies. And our perceptions were affected by the fact that we get cheap oil from Saudi Arabia. And it's a lot of wishful thinking, a lot of hope. And I say we have to go beyond that hope and really take a deep look into Saudi Arabia, not just the 9/11 investigation, but what's happening in that society. And we can't fool ourselves anymore.
Robert Baer, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thanks much for having me.
Robert Baer, former CIA agent, is the author of Sleeping with the Devil, How Washington Sold Our Soul for Saudi Crude.